Yeah, I have one injury to report on. Ryan Taylor left the game with an ankle sprain. Did not return. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, the record book will say this is the greatest performance ever by a Packers quarterback. Where would you rank it?
Well, it was clearly one of the best performances I've been a part of. No doubt about it. I can't say enough about Matt Flynn. The whole world got to see what we see every day. I mean, he's a talented young man. He has full control of the offense, but just the way he plays. You know, he's very even keeled. You know, had some bumps in the road, and just stayed the course. And you know, I thought those two throws he made in the 2 minute drill were special. You know, and that's what you need as a young quarterback to start building your success. If you look at his two starts for the Green Bay Packers, the New England game. Did a lot of good things. Came down to a 2 minute drill, and then he went out there today after putting up big numbers, and when it counted most, he was right on point. So what a great performance, by our football team, and really headed there by Matt Flynn.
How do you put him back on the bench?
Well, I think we understand that in my opinion, and not to disrespect the other great players in this league. Aaron Rodgers is the best football player in the National Football League, in my opinion. So, and we'll see where Matt ranks. He's off to a good start. Matt's off to a good start. That's definitely a performance he can build off of. It's a comfort to know that you have a young man with that that type of football in front of him. So, I was very proud of Matt today.
Was it an easy call to sit Aaron today?
Yes, it was an easy call. But it was more important for Aaron to go through the week and prepare for the Lions because there is a potential to play the Lions in the playoffs. Aaron did that. Actually, we went no huddle exclusively in the first half, and Aaron Rodgers called it over the headsets. So the whole first half, because I wanted him mentally into this game prepared and be able to operate as if he was playing. So I was pleased the way the week went leading up to this and what we accomplished here today.
Mike, obviously you're down a couple of key starters defensively, but what are your concerns about that side of the ball moving forward?
Well, obviously there was a lot of production by Detroit today, point production, yards production. But, our identity has been taking care of the football, taking the football away. We were able to accomplish that today. Quarterback differential is something that we spent a lot of time, emphasize. We won that battle today. And we'll go back and just, continue to work the things that are necessary. The things I concern myself are tackling and just, assignment, gap integrity and things like that. So Clay and Charles not being there, that definitely makes a difference. But it was good for a number of guys to get an opportunity to play. And we'll have more to evaluate as we go into the playoffs.
I know you'll get a better look on film once you see it, but any idea, your thoughts on Chad Clifton and what –
I watched Chad a lot. I thought he started off a little, hesitant there the first series, but I think once he got in the flow of the game, he did very well in the pass protection, and we threw the ball 24 times in the first half, and it was a little more than we anticipated. So, it's definitely what we needed. We were hoping to get him around 25 plays today, and he actually played 25 snaps. So, that's exactly what we need. We'll see how he feels tomorrow. We'll work him. The players are off Monday and Tuesday, and we'll be on a normal Wednesday, Thursday out there on the practice field. So we need to work him a full week and make sure he's ready. But he's taking the steps, feels good, felt good coming off at halftime. So I think we definitely hit the target with Chad today.
What you saw at your linebackers?
At our linebackers? I'm sorry? Well, without really giving you, looking at the film, they'll give you a fair assessment. But we wanted to play, Soto and Brad Jones was in there more, to have AJ and Bishop back, together as a tandem again. So it was important to play a lot of players. Jared Bush got a, big strong look there at the nickel corner. So it'll be a good film for us to evaluate, grade, and move into next week's preparation. It sends us into the playoffs in the right mindset to continue the process. It's a new season. There's six teams that we're battling against to get to Indianapolis. So we're really focused on improving as a team. We don't do everything exactly right. We understand there's some things that we did today that we haven't done. So we'll continue to learn. It's a very accountable group of men. But the most important thing is in 2 weeks when we step out on Lambeau, we play our best football.
Mike, you always talk about the first goal being winning the division. How proud are you not only to win the division but sweep it?
Very proud. I mean, that was our theme during the week. We had a great video last night that I wish I could share with you. It's humorous, but it was well done. Just the emphasis on sweeping the division. You know, every week teams play for different accomplishments. Ours was clearly to sweep the division. You know, the Lions obviously had something else to play for, but very proud of what we accomplished. Anytime you can stand up here and say this is the first time you accomplished a goal in the history of Green Bay Packers, that's strong. That's very strong, and it just speaks volumes about the type of regular season we've had.
Mike, how important and how big is it to not play all your people, not start all your people, and yet not concede a thing in terms of winning the football game?
I understand. I mean, that's a great question. I don't really operate that way. We had three people that didn't play today because of, Charles and Clay could have played, but they also it was important for them to get ready for the playoffs. They played over 900 plus snaps. Aaron Rodgers is in the same boat. So we wanted this opportunity for Matt Flynn. And the other four would have been borderline if it was a playoff game. So it was important to get those seven guys this week, and they'll be ready to go through the process next week and improve as a team. So we feel good, based on the early report from the medical staff that we'll go into the divisional playoff round healthy and ready to go.
Does the way you put the ball today, does it say anything about your system of offense? I mean, it doesn't matter who you plug in, the ball goes down.
Well, it'd be nice to stand up and beat your chest, but Joe Philbin and the offensive staff, it's an outstanding coaching staff. We feel we do it the right way. We draft and develops our program. I'm not going to say anything that you haven't heard before. And, our players believe the system gives them a chance to be successful. So, and Matt Flynn's proof of that, and our younger players that have stepped up and been successful over the last couple of years are evidence of that. So, we're proud that we're able to plug in, Matt Flynn and keep going. As a coach, you take a lot of pride in that. But at the end of the day, as I always say, it's about the players. The credit ultimately goes to our players.